Local models nail structure, structured outputs under local pressure. A simple but telling LM Studio test of JSON schema adherence across local models showed Qwen3 variants consistently hitting 98 to 100% pass rates over 50 runs, while some popular names stumbled badly. Google's Gemma-3 27B and Mistral's Magistral Small also scored 100%, but OpenAI's GPT-OSS-20B and 120B cratered 2% and 0%, respectively, with incomplete responses, schema violations, and timeouts. NVIDIA's Nemotron Nano 9B V2s similarly failed with 50 incomplete responses. The author used a basic rate these jokes schema and published the tester script. Practitioners in the thread stress that if you truly require valid structure, use an engine that enforces it at decode time, guided JSON regex grammars in VLLM or llama.cpp, and note LM Studio's idiosyncratic handling of GPT-OSS via OpenAI's Harmony library, which can misalign response formats unless the schema is described up front. A llama.cpp example with JSON schema shows GPT-OSS can comply when the inference stack supports it. Performance tuning matters as much as adherence. One practitioner shared mixture of experts configs for VLLM that are specific to the model's shape and GPU, turning Qwen3 CodaReap 25B from 10 plus minute stalls into concurrent 25K token requests at 45 TOCRSEC on an RTX Pro 6000 Blackwell. By supplying the proper eExperts, Mo Intermediate, device name JSON files, and trimming VLLM's benchmarking sweep, repo included. Meanwhile, Alama V0127RC0 added local Qwen3 VL support from 2B to 32B, drawing some community ire over perceived lack of credit to upstream llama.cpp contributors, a reminder that the open ecosystem's velocity still leans heavily on upstream merges and attribution norms. On-device efficiency also advanced. Meta introduced ExecuTorch 1.0 with KV cache quantization and custom SDPA KV optimizations, important dials for fitting bigger context windows and faster decoding on constrained hardware. Agents without the mystery box. Agent frameworks chase control and clarity. Fed up with too abstract or too bare agent frameworks, a team released Flow AI, a Python framework with open telemetry tracing, multi-agent collaboration Arium, YAML-driven customization, and vendor-agnostic backends, OpenAI, Anthropic, Google, Alama, VLLM, Vertex AI. The value proposition is observability and composability without lock-in. Feedback was frank. Documentation needs work. The space is saturated, and integration to end-user software, e.g. an OpenAI-compatible streaming chat UI, is what ultimately determines adoption. The team says they'll focus on integrations and an open-source platform on top. Skills ecosystems are spreading beyond single vendors. OpenSkills is a CLI that syncs Claude Code skills into other coding agents by injecting them as prompts. The author notes Claude Code itself simply lists tools in the system prompt and offers a load skills tool. There's no hidden logic. Skeptics asked about missing intent detection, and an alternative project, Skills, was cited as a model context protocol, MCP alternative that loads skills on demand. The point stands. Skills are prompt assets and can travel, but orchestration guards still matter. In the same vein, a community thread shows Claude Skills running locally in Apple's container environment, underscoring portability trends. For prompt hygiene, a Claude Code prompt improver hook intercepts vague prompts, builds a research plan, and asks 1-6 grounded clarifying questions via ask user question before proceeding. Minimal overhead, manual install due to a plugin bug, and bypass prefixes if you want raw prompts. Anecdotally, Sonnet 4.5 users are using rules to tame yes-man behavior during debugging. Mileage varies, but codifying expectations helps. One more agentic thread. Coyote, pitched as an agent that feels like texting a friend with native async tools, popped up then was removed. A commenter noted VRAM limits on an 8GB laptop, a reminder that UX ideas still live or die on deployment constraints. Dev environments are the new perimeter. AI coding assistants widen the attack surface. Security leaders are increasingly blunt. The developer workstation is now part of the attack chain. The recent disclosure of 5 more RCE CVEs in the Cursor AI editor within a week is a canary for a broader shift. AI coding assistants and agent-enabled IDEs sit inside CI/CD trust boundaries, mediate network access through MCP, Model Context Protocol, servers and other extensions, and can both write and execute code. A malicious prompt, compromised MCP server, or lax OAuth extension can pivot into a full breach. If assistants are junior engineers, they're junior engineers with shell access. And that changes program risk, not just developer ergonomics. Operational takeaways align with the agent news. Default to least privilege for agent tools, aggressively log and trace, open telemetry in frameworks like Flow AI can help. Isolate API keys and treat local MCP servers as untrusted network services. Guided outputs and deterministic tool interfaces reduce surprising behaviors. Explicit allow lists beat clever prompting. When hardware trust breaks, breaking TEs and listening from orbit. A new attack, TE.fail, shows that a cheap DDR5 interposer on the memory bus can undermine the security of major trusted execution environments. Because Intel and AMD TE memory encryption as deployed is deterministic, an attacker observing DRAM traffic can exploit ciphertext equality to extract keys. The researchers demonstrate key extraction against Intel TDX and AMD CephSnip with ciphertext hiding, including recovery of ECDSA attestation keys from Intel's provisioning certification enclave from a single signing operation, collapsing SGX TDX attestation. Since NVIDIA GPU confidential computing chains trust CPU CVMs for attestation, compromising CPU keys cascades to GPUs too. The interposer uses a single DDR5 channel and off-the-shelf parts with cost under $1,000. Attestation, long the bedrock of confidential computing, needs a rethink. At the comms layer, researchers scanned IP traffic downlinks on 39 geosynchronous satellites with a consumer dish and found significant unencrypted flows. Cellular backhaul, including T-Mobile, which enabled encryption after disclosure, airline internet traffic, VoIP, even corporate VPN data with credentials visible. The team published tools for DVB-S2X captures. The broader lesson is boring but vital. Assume interception, encrypt everything, and remember integrity protections matter as much as confidentiality. OTA meets safety reality. Jeep's OTA misstep triggers emergency recall. An over-the-air update intended for the telematics system on 2023-2025 Jeep Wrangler 4xe plug-in hybrids caused incomplete communication between the telematics box module and hybrid control processor, triggering HCP resets while driving and sudden loss of motive power. No warning. Jeep issued what may be a record-fast safety recall and rolled back the update, restoring drivability while engineers work on a permanent fix. OTA is now a standard patch path for vehicles, but this incident spotlights the operational risks when safety-critical modules depend on correctly orchestrated software in the field. Rollback capabilities and staged rollouts aren't nice-to-haves, they're life safety controls. Multimodal and simulated users at better retrieval, richer audio, smarter NPCs. A new Arexiv paper brings test time scaling to generative retrieval for multimodal, multi-turn conversational product search. The authors pair an MLLM retriever with test time re-ranking that dynamically adjusts candidate scores as user intent evolves across turns, addressing the ambiguity and catalog grounding that makes standard TTS techniques brittle here. Across curated multi-turn multimodal datasets, including refined multi-turn fashion IQ, MMD, and a synthetic Muse set, they report average gains of 14.5 MRR points and 10.6 NDCG at 1 over strong baselines. The result is not just better first hits, but better adaptation during dialogue. On the audio frontier, NVIDIA's Audio Flamingo 3 is a fully open large audio language model, non-commercial license, built on AF Whisper, an MLP adapter, and a Qwen 257B backbone, with long context comprehension up to 10 minutes, flexible chain of thought, multi-turn voice chat, and streaming TTS. It reports state-of-the-art results across 20-plus audio understanding and reasoning tasks, targeting A100, H100 inference. In games, Distill Labs fine-tuned Gemma 3 at 270M and 1B into Distill NPC models that respond in character as non-playable characters, moving past rigid dialogue trees to natural language interactions, with qualitative examples showing stylistic, lore-consistent answers versus base models' literal echoes. Microsoft Research flipped the script with User LM8B, trained to simulate the user side of a conversation from WildChat data. Given a task intent, it generates first turns, follow-ups, and an end conversation token, enabling more realistic assistant evaluation. Reported results show lower perplexity than prior simulators and better adherence to user behaviors across 6 intrinsic metrics. Guardrails such as filtering first tokens and avoiding premature termination were necessary. It's research only, not an assistant, and can hallucinate additional constraints, useful for diversity, risky for controlled evaluation. Infrastructure, hubs, serialization, APIs. Foundations for OpenML and fast data. Hugging Face announced Hugging Face Hub V1.0, marking 5 years of building the backbone of open machine learning distribution and versioning. The hub's evolution into 1.0 signals API stability for the ecosystem that underpins countless local and cloud workflows. At the systems layer, Apache 4e Rust touts 10 to 20x faster serialization than JSON protobuf with cross-language binary compatibility, Rust, Java, Python, C++, Go, automatic handling of circular references and trait objects, and schema evolution without IDL or code gen steps beyond Rust-derived macros. It supports both object graph and row formats, reference deduplication, and compile time code gen for speed and safety, positioning it for polyglot microservices that shuttle rich graphs at high throughput, licensed under Apache 2.0. On the application edge, a vision detection API repo surfaced. Details are sparse, but it's another sign of turnkey vision stacks being packaged for quick integration. These infrastructural moves matter because agentic apps and multimodal models increasingly hit serialization bottlenecks and model distribution complexities long before they hit model quality ceilings. Crime, connectivity, and control. Myanmar raids KK Park cybercrime hub. Myanmar's military says it dismantled a major scam complex at KK Park near the Thai border, detaining 2,198 people and seizing equipment, including 30 Starlink terminals. State media cited over 260 unregistered buildings. The compound sits near Mayawati, an area under mixed control. Officials framed the raid as part of a campaign against online fraud and cross-border cybercrime ongoing since early September, and referenced local armed actors in the area's control dynamics. Photos published showed Starlink equipment and troops during the operation. The seizure underscores a recurring theme. Connectivity tools, from satellite internet to LLM-powered agents, are dual use. Governance, attribution, and robust attestation become prerequisites, not afterthoughts, when infrastructure is both borderless and potent.